Blog Talk Radio.
God said, I'm a winner.
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 Listening to the Spirit Alive Ministries Christian Podcast Network, your global transformation station. Good evening, everyone. I'm Apostle Shalene Cook, and I am blessed to be here to welcome you once again to God Ministries Bible Study for this Thursday, June the 2nd, 2022. And now here is your anointed host and facilitator, our very own Apostle J. Leon Travis. Amen.
Amen. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. Giving praises to God Almighty, who is the creator of my life, the creator of all things, and praises and thanksgiving to our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, our Redeemer, our Messiah, our Savior, and praises to the Holy Ghost that dwells within us. It is indeed a blessing to have an opportunity to bring a word, to give some insights on some things that God is sharing with the body of Christ, that he wants to share with the body of Christ on today, which, like Apostle Shirlene Cook says, today is June 2nd, 2022. So each of you were destined and purposed to be here for such a time as this. Tonight, we're going to come from the book of Exodus in the King James Version, and we're going to come from that third chapter, and we're going to take a trip between the first and the tenth chapter. But the meat of it is going to come from the third verse, and we'll get to that in just a moment. But I want to give God some praise and glory and pray real quick. Father God, I thank you and praise you for the blessing of this opportunity, for this purpose which you poured into me, Father God, for the time and the purpose that you've given me to bring this word, Father God, to feed your flock. Father God, I ask in Jesus' name that it be none of me but all of you speaking through me. Pour into me, Father God, as I've emptied out into you. Forgive me for any sins or wrongdoings that I've done, Father. And Father God, I ask that the hearts, the ears, the eyes, and the spirits and the mind of the people that are listening, Father God, worldwide, would open up to receive this word and that it becomes planted in good ground within them, meaning in their spirit and their hearts. Not only will it be planted, Father God, but it shall flourish in good works and deeds for the body of Christ and for the kingdom of God, that you be glorified. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. So, as I stated earlier, we're going to talk about, a little bit about Moses, some things that he did. Everybody knows that Moses was a child, was born at a time where the Pharaoh at that time had set out an edict because they were afraid of what was told from the astrologers and the people of that time in Egypt about a deliverer that was going to come and free the slaves. So in order for them to stop it, they thought, they were ordering all male children by the midwives to be, you know, put to death. And when the midwives that feared God didn't do it, they actually, you know, ordered that the children be thrown into the Nile River, which they would be eaten by the crocodiles, because they have crocodiles. They are not alligators. So to fast forward it to once that happened and all the things that led up to that, from, you know, Moses' birth, his lifestyle, the things that he learned, there had to be a thing that had to happen because Moses hadn't yet walked into his purpose. So we're going to start with Exodus 3, that first verse, and it reads, "Now Moses kept the flock of Jethro, his father-in-law, the priest of Midian, and he led," I need you guys to focus on what I'm saying right there, "he led the flock to the backside of the desert and came to the mountain of God, even to Horeb." Now, the second verse reads, "An angel of the Lord appeared unto him in a flame of fire out of the midst of a bush. And he took, and behold, the bush burned with fire, but the bush was not consumed." Here's where the meat of the sermon is going to come from. Verse 3 says, "And Moses said, I will now turn aside and see this great sight, why the bush is not burnt." Verse 4 says, "And when the Lord saw that he turned aside to see, God called unto him out of the midst of the bush and said, Moses, Moses. And he said, Here I am." God gave him some instruction. He said in verse 5, he said, "Draw not nigh, not hither, but put off your shoes from thy feet, for the place whereon to you're standing is holy ground." And then in verse 6 it says, "Moreover, he said, I am God. I am the God of thy father, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, the God of Jacob. And Moses hid his face, for he was afraid to look upon God. And the Lord said, I have surely seen the affliction of my people, which are in Egypt, and I have heard their cry by reason of their taskmasters, for I know their sorrows." Verse 8, "And I come down," this is God saying, "and I come down to deliver them out of the hands of the Egyptians and to bring them up out of that land unto a good land and a large land, unto a land flowing with milk and honey, unto the place of the Canaanites, the Hittites, the Amorites, the Perizzites, the Hivites, and the Jebusites. Now, therefore, behold the cry, the children of Israel, it has come unto me, and I have also seen the oppression wherewith the Egyptians oppressed them. Thank you, Holy Ghost, you just showed me something. And verse 10, which is our final verse, God gave him instruction. He said, come now, therefore, I will send thee unto Pharaoh, that thou mayest bring forth my people, the children of Israel, out of Egypt. Father, again, just bless this word and the word that's coming from your heart and your mouth and your spirit and being spoken through me. Amen. Now, we're going back to verse 3. Now, before verse 3, you had to look at the things that Moses was doing. It says that in verse 1 that Moses kept the flock of Jethro, his father-in-law, the priest of Midian, and he led the flock to the backside of the desert. Now, when you look at what's the backside of the desert, we're going to get to that in just a minute, but we got to move on to what really took place in order for Moses to go through some things and to get positioned to do some other things. And the angel of the Lord appeared unto him in the flame of fire out of the midst of a bush, and he looked, and behold, the bush burnt with fire, and the bush was not consumed. Now, verse 3, here it is. Moses said, meaning Moses acknowledged, Moses looked, he saw it, he spoke it. He says, I will now turn aside and see this great sight, why this bush is not burned. I will now turn aside. The word turn means to move something so that it's in a different position, you know, like in relation to the surroundings or the previous position or the act of moving something to change the course or the direction or actually the nature of something when it's moving. Now, when we talk about the backside of the desert, where it says that he was back up in verse 1, it says that's where he kept the flock of Jethro, his father-in-law, the priest of Midian, and he led the flock. That means Moses was a leader even in that time. He led the flock to the backside of the desert. Now, the backside of the desert means simply this. It's a place where God positions you to prune you. It's a place where God takes a time. It's more or less a time of renewal, refreshing, refortifying, redirections, instructions, and those things. And it's the time, it's like the backside of the desert actually is like a place of renewal and solitude, but it's also where God deals with you one-on-one. The reason why he'll deal with you one-on-one, you have to first make that choice to turn. You have to turn aside and see what it is that God is trying to get you to focus on. When he appears to you, sometimes we can be so blinded by the things of the world, by the things that's going on, by the woe is me characteristic, or by the religion, by the denomination, we can't see God standing right there, a flame of fire, you know, burning right with a yearning, not like the fire, but a burning desire to draw us to him, a burning desire for us to come into his presence, a burning desire for us to sit with him and to talk with him and to be used by him. See, those things start happening only when Moses decided to turn aside from what he was doing. He turned aside from what? He was tending the flock of Jethro. That meant that he was a good steward over an assignment of something that he has to do. What is it that God has given you at this time in your life? And you're in the backside of the desert right now. And right now you haven't turned aside to see what it is that God is wanting you to do because you're too busy doing other things. But you got to remember, no matter what you're doing, you have to remain faithful. In the little things, faithful in doing what Jethro had asked him to do. I need you to watch over the flock. I need you to lead them up the mountains and onto the backside of the desert. And the backside of the desert, actually, Moses was in the backside of the desert for approximately what the word says, 40 years. So he was there, and it was a place where God needed to move him to. And it's a place where God would need to move us to. Sometimes we, Apostle, y'all, we have so many things going on that we desire to do, that we want to do. We want to build houses. We want to start businesses. We want to write books. We want to go overseas. We want to do this. But we have not taken the time to take notice and turn aside to God being right there showing us who he is. So once we turn aside and acknowledge, because what it says that when the Lord saw, when God see that we will turn aside to see what it is that he wants, not what we want, not our will, but his will. God called unto him out of the midst of the bush and said, Moses, Moses. He didn't say, what's up, boy? He didn't say, Moses. He said, hey, bro. He called him twice. So if he called him once, he was getting his attention. But when he called him twice, he was saying, yeah, it's me. And then when he did that, and Moses responded. See, when you hear God speak to you, he's going to keep calling your name until you respond. But you got to first of all turn aside. You got to turn aside from worrying about whether you're going to be with a man, worrying about whether you're going to be with a woman being, you know, with a man, and a man being with a woman, worrying about, you got to turn aside from saying, well, I'm 55 years old, and I still haven't done this here. I don't own a house yet. But you got to turn aside from that because you're in the backside of the desert. You're in a place of purpose. You're in a place where you're being positioned. You're in a place where the renewal has to take place, but it also is going to require solitude. But that's the second requirement. The first requirement is going to be you turning aside to see. And once you turn aside and see, God takes notice because he watches us at all times anyway. So when God is watching him and he said, Moses, Moses, and Moses responded and said, here I am. Then God responded to him. He gave him some instructions the first time. He gave him instructions. The first instructions God gave to Moses before he sent them into Egypt, he said, draw not nigh hither. Put off thy shoes from off thy feet, for the place where thou standest is holy ground. Meaning, don't come too close. Because you're not yet equipped. You're not yet armored up. You're not yet in a position where you can handle my presence, where you can handle what's on me, what I'm about to place on you. So I need you to take off them shoes. That's the thing that's separating you from holiness, because I need your feet to be ordered. I need your footsteps ordered. I need you, your body, to touch this holy ground. And Moses, of course, he obeyed, and what he said, God told him, God introduced himself to him. He says, I am the God of thy father, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, the God of Jacob, and Moses hid his face. Well, sometimes when God talks to us and things, we still try to hide. We still a little skimpy, but when you're on the backside of the desert, you're still in a place, in a position of pruning. I mean, because here we go, Holy Ghost, thank you, Lord. It says when you're in the backside of the desert, that's when God is pruning you. You know why God had to prune him on the backside of the desert? Though he turned aside, God had to bring him. First, before he got there, God had to bring him before Jethro's well, and the well represented the renewal, the refreshment of his soul, the refreshment of the pouring of what he was going to draw from, what Jesus told the woman from Samaria. He said, the water that you're going to draw from here, you'll thirst again, but from the water that I have for you, you'll never thirst again. So Moses actually was put in a position, and I would say it was through the well of Jethro, where when his daughters found him, they gave him that drink. That drink started refreshing his soul. It started revitalizing him. And then Moses got put in a position where he could actually marry Jethro's daughter and then lead the flock, you know, from up the mountain, down the mountain, up the mountain, down to the backside of the desert. But the thing of it is this, the backside of the desert, he was in there ever since he took his flight from Egypt. That's where God wanted him to be. That's where God positioned him to be, because God had to prune some things off of Moses. Well, what is it, Apostle J, that he had to prune off of Moses? He, first of all, had to remove the look of the Egyptians off of him. He had to prune that off of him. Then he had to prune the smell of the Egyptians and the walk and the talk of the Egyptians, the mindset of the Egyptian, because so many people come out of Egypt, but Egypt still goes with them. And if it's not pruned off of you, you're still not effective in the thing that you're asking God to do in you and God wants you to do. So God pruned him those 40 years. He had to remove the look of the Egyptian. He had to remove the smell of the Egyptian, the talk and the walk of the Egyptian, the way that he thought about the Egyptian. And it took 40 years.
to get Egypt out of Moses, how long will it take for you to, first of all, turn aside, take your flight from Egypt first, and then once you get into the backside of the desert, when God appears from you to you, are you willing to turn aside from that thing that you still got bound on you in Egypt? Because it never said anything about once he took his flight from Egypt, Apostle, that he didn't have Egypt on him. Egypt was still on Moses. You know how I know? Because that's how the girls, his Jephro's daughters, identified him. They identified him by his Egyptian sandals. They even though he had on a robe that his mother had gave him, praise God, before she died, Jochebed, but his walk, the sandals represented the walk. He walked like a king. He carried himself like a prince, but he walked like an Egyptian. So guess what? God had to set him at once, you know, in the backside of the desert, that place of renewal, that place of solitude that was going to lead him to the point where he was going to turn, make a decision to turn from something, move from something, go and let God put him in a different position. But see, with him turning, he was positioning himself. He was positioning himself. We can position ourselves in God's presence. We don't have to hide our face from them. We don't have to, but a lot of times we do. Why? Simply because we still got the guilt of Egypt on us. We got the guilt. We got fear on us. We got doubt on us. We got our past on us. We got hurt, bitterness, anger, unforgiveness, resentment. We got all those things on us. But when you turn aside, when you look at God, those things have to be stripped away. So while you're in this season in your life, some of you in this season are in the backside of the desert, and you're wondering when are you going to leave? When am I going to do this? But you got to be equipped. You got to be equipped to handle things like the Pharaoh spirit. You have to be equipped to handle those things like Red Seas and leading people. You have to be able to lead people. Moses led a nation out of bondage. When I'm saying this, thank you, Lord, what I'm saying here is this. When you are a leader, when you are a minister, don't matter what your title is or what, but if you are called and sent by God, you have to make a decision to turn aside from the world. You have to turn aside from what the world is showing you and turn to what God is wanting you to do. And you have to get in his presence. You have to not only not just take off your shoes, but you have to strip off and take everything that separates you from him and holiness. That's what you got to do. That's what the representation of him taking off those sandals. God said, but take off your sandals, for the ground you're standing on is holy ground. In other words, if you're going to stand in my presence, I don't need nothing that's going to separate you from me. Because in order for you to be holy, you have to be holy because I am holy. That's the word, and that's what it says. But if you're in the backside of the desert, go ahead and let God prune you. Let him take that smell of the Egyptians off of you. Let him take the walk of the Egyptians, the talk and the mindset of the Egyptians off of you. It may take 10 years. It may take 5 minutes. It may take 14 years. It may be instantly, because some things happen suddenly. And the thing of it is that the backside of the desert is not a bad place. God gave Moses instructions after he decided to turn. What is it? Some people say, I'm not hearing God. But the thing of it is, you haven't turned to God first. God is not going to supersede your will. We all have free will. You have to go to God with your whole heart, not with an agenda, not because of fame, not because of, you know, God is a God of provisions, the God of blessings, the God of breakthrough. You can't go to him just for that. You have to go to God because he is God. He's the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. He is the God of creation. He is the sovereign God. He is holy God. He is God with us, and he is God for us. If God is for you, who in the world can be more than against you? You have to go with him with that mindset. The mindset that you have to have is to turn from him. Whatever you're drinking, make sure that you're drinking from the word of God so that the refreshment of your soul will be will undergo the newness of what it is that God has to do. Because like one of the slogans that I love for that I love that Spirit Alive has is be ye transformed. And we all know how do you be ye transformed? By the renewing of your mind. And we have to have a made up mind. The thing that I like that God did, I mean, it took Moses 40 years to get Egypt out of him. And the thing, he had to go through some things. He had to go from fleeing from the face of Pharaoh and walking into the presence of Almighty God. He had to go from his birth hiding in the bulrushes by his mother, but hiding in plain sight in Pharaoh's house. See, God is with you no matter where you are. No matter where you are, you can be running from Pharaoh, and the next minute you'll be standing in God's presence. And then the next time that he said he's gonna kill what God is trying to birth you, it ain't going to happen, because guess what? God will put you right there in plain sight, and the enemy won't see it until God decides that it's time for him to see it. When God reveals, the enemy can't do nothing but see it. He may peep into some things in the realm of the spirit, but he don't know the whole story. The only thing he do know, one thing I do know that he know, his end is coming near. His end is coming soon. And the thing of it is that when you see the upbringing of Moses, that he had a certain kind of upbringing. He was brought up in the house of Pharaoh. He made a mistake when he killed the Egyptian. He took that flight from Egypt into the backside of the desert. And then guess what? Once he got with God, once everything was pruned off of him, after he turned to see that sight after God, when he said, I will now turn. That means he made a decision now. We always live in the N-O-W. We always live in the N-O-W. Now it's tomorrow, once we get to tomorrow. Now it's next week, once we get to next week. But he said, I will now turn. In other words, he made a decision then. He could have said, well, I'll wait till tomorrow. It might be some rain. It might put that bush out. And if it don't, I'll just come back by here. So you can't keep putting God off like that. God will put something so spectacular, so life-changing in your presence, in your way, for you to take notice, for you to take notice. And the thing of it is, when God calls your name, he's not going to stop calling your name until you respond, here I am. So when Moses said, here I am, after God said, Moses, Moses, God said, here, come here. Let me holler at you for a minute. Let me talk to you for a second. But before you do this, you know how your grandmother them used to say, take the muddy shoes off. I don't need you tracking it up in my house. Take all that off. You got them Egyptian sandals off. I don't need that in here. I don't need that Egypt stuff on holy ground. That's not gonna work. It's something that's still on you. Let God keep you in that backside of the desert until he gets it out of you. It doesn't matter whether whether you've been a prostitute, whether you've been a drug addict, whether you used to be a gang member, whether you committed fornication, whether you were an adulteress, whether you were homosexual. Let God keep you in the backside of the desert. And when it's time for you to be led into his presence, make the decision to turn. And how can I make that decision? Stop praying and talking to God. Fast and pray. Get in his word. Let him teach you. Let him instruct you by way of the Holy Ghost. God was saying, he sent an angel to stand in the bush and to appear before Moses. God will send you angels. He'll send you angels in the realm of the spirit and angels that manifested in the natural, because we entertain angels unaware every day. And the thing that I so love about what God does, yes, is that when he does what he does, when he takes the smell off of us, when we come out of that backside of the desert, that place where God needs to move us from, the familiar things, but he's getting us ready. And what it is, in the backside of the desert, God is getting you ready, and he's preparing you for the greater work and the greater purpose. Think about it. Moses was in that desert. And God was fashioning him then. Moses stayed faithful to Jethro, tending the flocks, doing this. Now, you got to think about somebody that went from smelling like perfume to smelling like sheep and goats. But he stayed faithful. It doesn't matter if you left from a corporate job and it's a waiting table. Stay faithful. If you left from from being in the office of the mayor and to being a housekeeper, stay faithful. You got to stay faithful in the little things. Moses stayed faithful in what he did with Jethro. Moses was a little different than all of the other Egyptians. Why? Simply because he was born a Hebrew. Who you are is already in you. It just has to be birthed out of you and through you. Who you are, God says that before you were formed, I knew you. And the thing of it is, God knew every step of Moses' life. He knows every step of your life. He knew exactly when Moses was going to stand before the burning bush. He knew exactly when Moses was going to make the decision to turn. don't disappoint him, because you still have free will. You have to choose to turn aside today. If you don't know Jesus as your Lord and Savior, it is our fervent prayer that you come to know him today, that you would just acknowledge him as the Son of God that died on the cross, that laid in the grave, descended into hell, took the keys of hell, death, and the grave. He rose up on the third day with all power and authority, and he now sits at the right hand of the Father. All you have to do is believe. All you have to do is believe. Turn aside from the ways of the world. Turn aside from the drinking. Turn aside from the drugs. Turn aside from the gossiping. Turn aside from being envying and jealous of people. Because guess what? God gives to each his own portion. God is going to do what he says he's going to do if you allow him to do it. See, I honestly believe, Apostle, if Moses hadn't turned aside, that bush wasn't going to say nothing to him. God will
say that.
You're going to have to make a decision to turn. Because, see, it says right here in this verse, in verse 4, it said, and when the Lord saw that he turned aside to see, he called him into the midst of the bush. He called him from out of the midst of the bush, and he said, Moses, Moses. And Moses responded, he said, here I am. You have to turn aside. You have to make up your mind to turn aside. And when God calls you, you have to make up your mind and say, here I am. So I'm asking you tonight, for those of you who
Hallelujah.
Are in the chat room or however you're listening all over the world, in the military bases, in the living rooms, in the churches, all of you, I'm asking you to turn aside. God do what he has to do for you in this back desert. Let him take the smell of Egypt out of you. Because it's one thing, you can come out. I remember my grandmother said, you can take the girl out of the country, but you can't take the country out of the girl till you teach her.
Come on.
And the thing of it is, you have to have, God have to put you in a position where he can refine you, where he can get you prepared, where he can get you ready. You know, because turning means this. It puts you in a different position in relations to a purpose and the surrounding from the previous position and surroundings. It's an act of moving something to do this here, to change direction in order to move.
Yeah, there it
so
is.
So I'm going to end you with this. Turn aside and see what the Lord is doing in your life. Be
Come
blessed,
on.
Love.
Beautiful. Hallelujah and glory to God. We have indeed heard a word on tonight, saints of God. We have some of the saints from the Gap Ministry team sitting in the house, and I know you want to get on in and have a word and just touch and agree with your beloved leader and apostle, Jay Leon. I'm going to let you do that in a moment. But again, as Apostle has said, if you have not given your life over to Christ, if you have not turned, hallelujah, so we pray that tonight you would just stop what you're doing. Stop, drop, and give God you. And it's not a hard thing to do. There's no big procedure you have to go through. You don't need to try to wait until you fix yourself up, because Jesus meets you where you are. All you have to do is stop and say, look, just go and talk to him. Just like God hollered at Moses, you just need to go and have a word with the Lord and say, Lord Jesus, look, I'm a sinner. Please forgive me of my sin.
Yeah.
For I believe that you are the Son of the living God, and that you came and you died and you rose. And this is where you can make it personal for my sin.
Yes.
And then you tell him, look, come into my life. Please ask him to come into my life and save me for your name's sake. And then Jesus, please, sir, teach me your ways. Hallelujah. And help me to be everything that you want me to be. And I pray this in your holy name. And amen and amen. And if you prayed that prayer, anytime you hear this program, if you prayed that prayer, we want to be one of the first people to welcome you into the family of God.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
And we pray hallelujah, that you would get yourself into a local church, village church, wherever you can get into church, whether it be a virtual church, but you get into you a Christ teaching church.
Yes, Lord.
And then we pray that you would allow yourself to be led by the Holy Spirit, and you will study to show yourself approved. Because,
yes,
beloved,
Lord,
we're living in a day that we just can't take the preacher's word for it. We just can't take things on blind faith, what we hear on blind faith. We need to know God's word for ourselves.
Yes.
We need to ask the Holy Spirit to show us understanding for ourselves. But I want to just say to you, Apostle Jay, I always enjoy your teachings, and I especially enjoyed the one tonight because, what you know, it seems that so many Christians are running, trying to run someplace, and they don't even know how to run and where they're running to. You know, because we have not truly turned aside. And not turning aside means, you know, praying, but then try and not being completely obedient. You know, you only going to do the parts that you like. Not turning.
Yeah.
Huh. Not
lean.
Turning it is, you know,
deepen.
Yeah. You gonna lean toward the side that comes up in your favor instead of God's purpose. Not turning is thinking that you're gonna help God. Hallelujah. With a plan that you don't even have all the parts to yet. So we have to, you know, not turning is standing in our own pride, wanting the things of God without doing the work, given the perception that we are greater than we are instead of acknowledging how great God is. So we have to remember, not only do we have to, you know, we need to understand what not turning really is, because some of us think we have turned, but we are still standing in our own. We are still standing at the bush, just kind of looking at it. We haven't yet stepped out on faith to live out that purpose that God is actually calling us to, because we're so busy trying to be like the next apostle. Or we're trying to trying to be like the people on TV, although we call ourselves saved, sanctified, and Holy Ghost filled. We cannot live holy with a twist. Hallelujah. Say that,
sis. And look at all of them and do what they're doing. You're not turning. You're looking.
You're looking. You're not turning. You're looking.
Yeah. And it's just like you're still running from Egypt.
Amen. You're going to still have that smell, that Egyptian smell on you. You know what I'm saying? So we need to really separate ourselves from everything that is keeping us from God completely using us for his purpose and his glory.
Mm-hmm.
Because if we truly want to be winners, we are only winners when we are doing what God is telling us to do, the way he tells us to do it, when he tells us to do it, and not for our glory, but for his. So I think I see my sister sitting up in here, Elder Leola, and I think I see, Elder Cheryl, and I see some folks up in here. I'm going to be calling out y'all phone numbers because everybody's off of mute right now. Amen. Yeah, so y'all not going to get tonight. Look, I'm not even going to let you press it once tonight. I press it for everybody. Thank you. Amen.
All right.
Come on in the room, Elder Leola, and everybody can follow suit. Amen.
Amen. Amen, Apostle Sherilyn Cook. Amen, Apostle Jay. The title really stood out, and turn aside, here I am, Lord, here I am. That's for all of us right now with everything going on in the world with the shootings and the killings and everything.
Yeah,
you know, we need to stand up. Here I am, God. It's so many, like Apostle Cook said, you know, so many saints are running, you know, we're not running to God. We're running from God. We're running with the world. And we have to get back in line with God. Get back in line with God. That's the word I'm hearing, back in line with God.
Yeah.
We have to get back in line. I really, really enjoyed that message.
Where it comes in, you know how God gave the instructions to Moses and he said, take off your shoes?
Yeah.
In other words, he said, take off the thing that's keeping you from me. And sometimes what you're wearing will direct your way. So if you don't take off the world, you can't step into holiness.
All right, now, hey, my sisters, and we're going to, and the next sisters can come on in right after this. Just break on in. Go ahead, you know, but I just want to say this. Why do you think we have so many, so many false prophets are getting over? You see what I'm saying? They're walking up on people, telling them what they think they want to hear. Oh, I see you as a pastor. I see you as a prophet. And you know what? They haven't heard a word. Yeah, I see new cars, and you going to have a church. You going to do
money.
I said, you know what? I when people get to saying that kind of stuff, I just look at them and smile. Because I said, you know what? The Holy Spirit indwells within me. And if God wants me to do anything, I have never missed a memo.
Amen.
You know,
amen. I like
because
that.
Because CNT, I don't care what nobody tells you. Don't get caught up in other people's hype. Don't let the enemy trap you up in those desires that you think that you got buried deep down in your soul. Because, see, that's what he'll bring out. And that will be the thing that will keep you from turning. That's the thing that, you know, that causes God not to be able to completely use you. So that's the thing you need to pray about, seek out, fast and pray about, is that thing that you don't want to face, that we need to, those things we don't want to talk about, we don't want to face within ourselves, that we need to face, deal with, and so we can say, Lord, here I am, send me. Okay, now come on up in here, Sister 9001, area code 901, last four digits 0793. You know who you are. Come on up in the house.
How you doing?
How you doing, sister?
I'm good. I'm good. That was a great word, Apostle Jay.
Yes, it was.
We do want to turn aside because a lot of times we are so filled up, we're so consumed with what's going on with the world that
come
we don't have time to hear from God and wait on Him and just ask Him, Lord, what you want me to do? Where do you want me to go? Who do you want me to speak to? We say to God,
who you want me
so we have to turn aside from our ways and listen to what God is saying and do what He say do. Move when
come
He
on.
Say move. If He wakes you up at 3 o'clock in the morning, you know you got to go to the bathroom, but you know He calling you for something else. Get up
so
and
you
pray.
Better be praying. Come on,
take off them shoes. Take off Egypt.
Amen.
Take off them shoes. You're in the presence of the Holy. Take it off. Turn aside.
Take it off. Ooh,
you know,
hallelujah. All right,
you
know, that's what I'm talking about.
God was showing me something just now when y'all were talking. He said all they have to do is go back to the book of Genesis. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was God.
But
you know what? It was spirit. It was spirit first. So
it
will make us being operating in the spirit in order for this thing to be done and spoken and done in the natural. So you got to go back to the beginning. Like they said, go back to your first love. Return back to Jesus. But there are steps.
Lord, the Logos.
There are steps. Everything when he talked to Moses, he gave him instructions. Even when Moses took the plight out of Egypt, he ran from Pharaoh's face, but he hid from God's face. So
he
was still in that backside. But the thing of it is, we're in the backside of the desert. We want to rush and get married. We want to rush and do it again. We want to rush and make the same mistake over and over and over.
Come on, say that. Say that. Amen. Amen. All right. Come on up in the room. 870 13:12. Come on, you on live blast. Come on, touch and agree. I know you got something to say. Amen. 870, area code 870. Last four digits 1312. Would you like to have a word, doll? Sir, madam, brother, sister. Amen. Moving right along. Anybody else have a comment or question? Hallelujah. Glory to God. Well, now, speaking of all these shootings, we had another shooting just today. Man decides he has a surgery. Down in Tulsa, we're standing with the families of those who were affected by the shooting today in Tulsa, Oklahoma. There was a surgeon and four hospital workers were killed today. What we're going to do, we're not right now, is we're just going to, first we're going to have a word of prayer before we close this out. Amen. Most gracious and heavenly Father, here we are, your children, standing with heavy hearts, Father, but knowing that you know all things because you are Father God. But Lord, we come tonight first and foremost just thanking you for the anointed word that we have heard. And I ask that you refill Apostle Jay and pour back into her as she truly poured out to your people on tonight. Father God, I pray right now in the name of Jesus, that you, hallelujah, would help your people to turn from their wicked ways, that they would truly come asking, Lord God, with sincere hearts to be changed, to be transformed, to be holy, for you are holy. Father God, I pray in the name of Jesus that we would not seek the counsel of the world, but we would seek your face in all matters. And that we would seek your righteousness. Because, Lord God, if there was ever a time that you need your people to be your people, to stand and declare your goodness, it would be now. Lord, use us to restore hope. Father God, use us to show love and compassion. Father God, use us to encourage the lost and the saved. And Lord, we come praying for those people tonight that are not clothed in their right mind, that have not been diagnosed, that are not being medicated, that are not being treated. Lord God, we just pray right now in the name of Jesus that you would make their situations known, that you, Father God, would just have your way in those situations and draw attention, Lord God, to what is needed for them to get the help that they need. And Lord God, just pray for all of those who are bereaved tonight, who are suffering, Lord, from the loss of their children, from the loss of their family members due to gun violence, due to mass murder, Father God. We pray against that spirit of murder, Lord God. We pray against those spirits of depression and despondency and discouragement and hopelessness, Lord, that causes people to do such desperate things. Now, Lord, we just want to thank you right now in the name of Jesus.
Yes, God.
For all that you are doing. Because for those of us that love you and call you Abba Father, even in the midst of this chaos, we see that you are still moving. You are still doing great things. You are still calling your people and sending your people to bless your children. So we just want to thank you, Lord, for all that you are doing in us, through us and for us. Lord, continue to comfort and heal your people as only you can. Continue to provide, Father God. Continue to heal hearts, minds, bodies, spirits, Lord God. And we will be so careful to give you the honor and the glory and the praise. In Jesus' holy and righteous name we do pray. Amen. I see we have one more comment or question. Area code 601-1135. Go ahead.
Amen, my sister. Yeah.
Hey, Bishop Cole.
If you thought you didn't, there's always one person that you preach to, and this prayer sermon you did, you have done your job to the Lord.
Amen.
a thing can come that's the slightest thing. You need to need something to just really slap you in your face.
Come on now.
To have you,
my God.
To have you know that things are. Had some that.
That's right.
I rather who's really lost, but I start and I noticed, felt like it was nobody understood me on this. Nobody understood me here. I was like alone. But then through that hard thing, it came where only God didn't understand what I'm going through.
Mm-hmm. All right.
And
all right.
That after that, I know how people always say, oh, just go in that closet.
Yeah.
I went in there, got that closet turned out, and it I felt it. I didn't,
Amen.
I wasn't praying, I was talking.
Amen.
Amen.
See, brother,
we must persevere.
And of what you said, you strengthened up my, of how.
That's a blessing from God.
I may have lost a loved one.
You haven't lost anything. You
misunderstanding what
things
I said, what I was
you.
Going through, but didn't. But it's a reason for it. If she'll
mm-hmm.
come back to me, but it's right now. He's like saying, I get when you say push away things. Our relationship can come. We'll come back. I just need to have God, and if
trust
maybe
me.
When I do this, she'll come
mm-hmm.
and say, "Oh, you." You're so
just
good.
Persevere
you,
through faith and prayer.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, and I do ask you all to please pray for me.
Okay.
What's your name?
Amen.
And I have you as a follower that I'm following.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. What's your name, my brother?
Just say my brother.
Oh, okay. Lord God, we come before your throne of grace once again, just lifting this. All right, we got you. We come before your throne of grace once again, just lifting our brother up, Lord. We know that you sit high and you know his situation, Lord God. We pray that you go before him, that you speak to his heart, his mind, his spirit, Lord God. We know that all things work together for your good, oh God. So, Lord, we just ask that he would learn every lesson that you would have him to learn, Lord God. See everything that you would have him to see, Lord God, and come to the revelation, hallelujah, that you have purposed him for a time such as this. So do not be that. We pray that you would not allow any distractions to come upon him. We pray against that spirit of despondency, discouragement, Father God. We pray against that spirit, Lord, of doubt. We pray against that spirit, Lord God, of feeling as though hopelessness that he's done something to deserve this, Father God. We just pray and lift our brother up right now in the name of Jesus. The devil will not sift him as weak. The devil will not destroy him. The devil will not discourage him, because we declare and decree he is already victorious in your holy and righteous name, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
And let my sisters touch and agree, and let us all say amen up in here. Glory to God.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Hallelujah,
amen.
Jesus. Amen, Lord
God.
Hallelujah. We don't play up around here. This is the transformation station for a reason. We're about real life. We're not off in la-la land. Hallelujah.
If y'all want some gospel music, I have on my... on my account, a gospel hour of gospel music.
Amen. Well, thank you, my brother. We will keep that in mind, because we like to support and lift up our brethren who are doing
gospel.
All right. Thank you so much. Hallelujah. You have been listening to the Gap Ministry Bible Study for this Thursday. June the 2nd, 2022. Once again, we would like to thank Apostle J. Leon Travis and the entire Hallelujah Gap Ministry team and our brother, Hallelujah, for joining us all here on tonight and touching and agreeing. We want to thank all of you listeners in our studio, and although you didn't have a word tonight, we pray that very soon the Lord will bless you and you will want to chime in and put your praise on it as well. I want to thank all of our listeners in the chat room. God bless you. Those that were listening on Skype and listening via Instant Messenger, God bless you. We love you. We praise God for all of you. And we just pray that you continue to have a beautiful and blessed week, that you acknowledge Christ in all that you do. And from our household to yours, it is our fervent prayer that you be ye transformed. Good night, and God bless you from all of us here at the Spirit Alive Network. Good night, my beautiful sisters and my brother. God bless you. Beautiful job, angels. God
bless
you.
Everyone.
God
bless you.
Good night.
God
bless
you. Amen.
Amen.
Have a blessed day.